On Sunday, March 31st, the first round of the Ukrainian presidential elections will take place with a total of 39 registered candidates. According to election polls, a popular television comedian and political newcomer, Volodymyr Zelensky, is the current frontrunner for the presidential seat. The phenomenon of the politically inexperienced Zelensky, who stands on an anti-establishment and anti-corruption platform, stems from a demand from Ukrainian society for an overhaul of the political system, which remains in the hands of powerful political and economic elites. In the first of a five-part series on the elections, Philip Warwick has this report from Kiev.
Добрый вечер, друзья. Совсем скоро мы встретим Новый год и продолжим.
Volodymyr Zelensky's level of recognition is on par with Ukraine's current president, Petro Poroshenko. For the past 3 years, Zelensky has starred in a popular TV series called Servant of the People, where he plays a school teacher who becomes Ukraine's president. Just like his TV show, Zelensky's political party is also called Servant of the People, begging the question, where does fiction end and reality begin? Wojciech Konionchuk, head of the Department for Ukraine at the Polish think tank Center for Eastern Studies, says many people don't know where this line is.
I think that many voters believe not in a real Zelensky, but in the image of him as an actor, as the humble, very honest history teacher in one Ukrainian school, who by accident is elected the next Ukrainian president. And I think that many voters believe that it could be repeated in a real life.
Добрый вечер, дорогие друзья! Как настроение?
Though Zelensky's charm and personality are keeping his ratings high, Konyonchuk believes his political program remains unclear, and his naive statements in regard to the conflict in the Donbass, the war with Russia in eastern Ukraine, are worrying.
He once said in his very, very few interviews that the solution of the conflict is quite easy. I should sit together with Mr. Putin at the table and we would meet in a halfway.
Despite many requests for interviews from the media, Zelensky is reluctant to talk. It is likely due to blunders made in his first few interviews. But will his unwillingness to engage with the media become counterproductive? Konyonchuk doesn't think so.
I think that this strategy can work, and it could be enough for the second round.
In addition to his commercial popularity, Zelensky is also riding on a wave of discontent among voters. Zelensky's show and Zelensky as presidential candidate are appealing to Ukrainians, since they are tired of the country's oligarchs and elites. According to election polls, about 20% of the current electorate hasn't found a candidate they would be ready to vote for. This sentiment is echoed by editor-in-chief of Realna Gazeta, Andrei Dikhtyarenko.
I would say that this is a protest vote. People see that there is no worthy candidate, and they very much want to throw a spanner into the higher echelons of politics to place at the top a totally new figure. This new figure happens to be the comedian and actor Zelensky.
А совсем наоборот. Он вряд ли даст деньги туда, откуда они ему вряд ли вернутся.
Zelensky's show, Servant of the People, is broadcast on a channel owned by Ukrainian billionaire business oligarch Igor Kolomoisky. Pundits speculate Kolomoisky is providing some form of patronage to Zelensky's campaign. The oligarch's TV channel, One Plus One, is pro-Zelensky and is considered a media instrument for his election team. Krasimir Yankov is the Ukraine regional researcher for Amnesty International. He elaborates on this dilemma.
At the same time, his ties to Igor Kolomoisky, although they are denied by both sides, they are very hard to completely ignore and to consider that they will not play a role in the potential future presidency of Mr. Zelensky.
Perhaps this is Kolomoisky's way of getting back at current president Petro Poroshenko. The oligarchs clashed some years ago when Poroshenko dismissed Kolomoisky as governor of his home province, Dnipropetrovsk, at the height of the war in eastern Ukraine.
because we are under attack, just because we hate the idea anymore to be the part of the Russian Empire, the Russian colony.
With Poroshenko third in the polls, he is mostly fighting for his own survival, rather than a country and its electorate with a clear program of reforms. Though during his tenure he made slow progress in reforms and tackling corruption, for some Ukrainian voters he represents the least bad choice, a guarantee of some political and economic stability, and most of all, an experienced politician with a channel of communication with the West. This resonates well with social activist Irina Dovgan, an internally displaced person from eastern Ukraine now living in the capital Kiev.
I'll be voting for Poroshenko. I'll vote for a candidate with whom I'm familiar with and someone who will continue on the democratic path rather than stray towards a totalitarian state. What I expect from Poroshenko, and the most important thing to me, is the country's path towards NATO membership and the European Union.
Як новий суспільний договір між українцями, то ми, українці, зможемо.
Second in the polls is two-time former Ukraine Prime Minister Yulia Tymoshenko. Kolomoisky's TV channel has given his 56-year-old former ally considerable airtime. This is noted by Wojciech Konyonchuk.
She was highly influential in the past and she would like to regain the power again, but not for a sake of to fix the country, not to implement some reforms, but rather for power as a power. And also, Tymoshenko does not criticize Zelensky and Zelensky does not criticize Tymoshenko. Both criticize Mr. President Petro Poroshenko.
With Tymoshenko second in the polls and Zelensky leading, one could presume that Kolomoisky is very close to having his candidate in the Ukrainian presidential seat. While Zelensky is keeping quiet, what's proving interesting in this presidential race are the old-time political operatives, such as Poroshenko and Tymoshenko, who are ready to do anything and say anything to remain in power. Amnesty's International, Krasimir Yankov.
We see from their statements now, weeks before the crucial vote, that they're complete populists and they will say whatever is needed, even if they contradict themselves, to get that extra percentage point on the opinion polls.
If none of the candidates secure a majority on Sunday, then the top two candidates will head to a runoff on April the 21st. Regardless of who becomes the next president of Ukraine, he or she will have many tasks ahead, and delaying either one of them would not be an option. Philip Warwick for RFI, Kiev, Ukraine.